You know, many times when we see nothing much is happening in our lives,
as though
God is not answering my prayers,
又觉得神说没有你没有答我的祷告。
And many times we are frustrated with God.
很多时候我们对神特别的失望。
But we never actually ask ourselves this question.
但我们从来没有自问自己一个问题。
Have we actually done our part already?
我们有尽到我们自己所尽的责任吗？
How many times does God need to say the same thing?
有多少次神要不停的重复一个同
样的信息？ Even when it's written in His Word.
就算是写到了圣经里面。
Are we going to obey Him?
我们是需要顺服的
吗？ Or are we going to cherry pick the bits that we think is gospel?
还是说我们只是节选几段我们觉得是福音的
来听 Do we accept the whole Bible or do we accept only a few portions?
你到底是信整本圣经还是只信圣经里的部分话语呢
It's a bit like yesterday we were in a wedding when people talk about love.
就像我昨天我参加一个婚礼在婚礼上面有人谈到爱
You know, in many weddings, in many ceremonies, we always quote the chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians.
在各种这样子的庆祝庆典里面，我们经常能听到哥林多前书十三章的这个经文。
Especially in many traditional churches.
特别是更多的传统教会一定会用这个经文。
And yet it's the most Pentecostal chapter you can read.
但其实是最属灵恩的一种经文。
Because it begins with, if I can speak with the tongues of angels.
因为这句话刚开始就说我可以讲天使的方言。
Amen? So every wedding,We are talking about the most controversial subject in the church, tongues.
所以啊，每到一到婚姻的时候，你就会在这里突然讲到一个别人很有争议的话语，方言。
The reason why I'm saying that is that sometimes when we read the Bible, we skip over something that is very important.
很多时候在我们读圣经的时候，我们是节选性的，故意略过。
And no matter how many times we hear it,It doesn't quite get into our hearts and minds.
所以不管你听到了 N 多次啊，你都会还是觉得它没有走进你的心。
Because we don't want to face up with it.
因为你根本就不愿意面对那个经文。
And so you may have heard the sermon already.
也许你觉得你听过这个道很多遍。
And I told the Holy Spirit they already heard it before.
我也跟圣灵有说，我知道我讲过这个
题目了。And I had another message prepared.
然后我又准备了另外一个讲道，还是关乎这个。
But he said go back to this one.
然后圣灵说你要回来讲。
And so it's in Luke chapter 17, verse 5 to 6.
所以我们来看看路加福音17章的5到6节。
Jesus said something very strange.
耶稣说了一些很奇怪的话。
The apostle says to him, Lord, increase our faith.
使徒对主说，请加增我们的信心。
Then Jesus responded in a very peculiar way.
然后主耶稣的回答就好奇怪。
He said, and the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed,You could say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted to the sea, and it will obey you.
主说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这桑树说，你要连根拔起，我再丢在海里，它都会听从你。
So Jesus said, if you want faith, learn from the mustard seed. The mustard seed is a very small seed.
耶稣说，你要是想学习加增信心，那你要从芥菜种学功课，非常小的种子。
And if you have the size, if the just a tiny bit of faith, like the size of a mustard seed, it is enough.
其实你的那个信心只要小到像芥菜种这么小，都足够了。
Enough to do what?
那这么小要干嘛
？And here's a strange bit.
这里就很奇怪的事情发生。
To say to the mustard seed, today the mulberry tree.Be uprooted and be planted into the sea.
让你带着这么一点点的信心，对桑树来说，你要连根拔起，栽在海里。
In another gospel, to say you will say to this mountain, be removed, it makes sense.
在另外一个福音书说，你可以对这山说，移到那边，他就真的会听。
But here he doesn't say mountain, he says mulberry tree.
那这里面说的不是山，他竟然用的是桑树。
And I love these kind of things in the Bible.
我很喜欢圣经里这样子的预言。
It makes it a good Bible study.
这样我们的学习能够很有趣味性。
Why did Jesus talk about the mulberry tree?
为什么耶稣要用桑树来做比方呢？
What has it got to do with faith?
桑树跟信心有什么关联呢？
You see, the mulberry tree is one of the most common tree in Israel.
桑树在以色列国度再普通不过了。
What's so peculiar about that tree?
所以这个树有什么好奇怪的
？Is that it has very deep roots?
这种树啊，它的根非常扎得很深。
And it grows everywhere.
它们而且会长得非常的茂盛，各个方向都长。
And the wood is quite good quality.
那个木头的质量都非常好。
It doesn't rot easily.
很不容易朽坏。
In other words, it survives.
所以很容易生存。
Amen.Now, in order to now understand what the mulberry tree is, you need to look at the, this is verse 5, right? You need to go back to verse 1.
那你要是想真的了解桑树到底怎么回事，你要从现在的第五节回到之前的第一节。
And then to understand what the mulberry tree is all about.
来看看桑树到底是关乎什么的。
So when you read the Bible, you've got to read the whole chapter.
所以你要读圣经的时候要把整章一起
来读。So let's go back to verse 1.
所以我们回到第一节
next slide.
下面第一节
Okay, so this is now Luke chapter, same chapter, is verse 1.
同一章哦，但是回到第一节了。
So what we just read is verse 5.
我们刚才读的是第五节。
So let's read verse 1 to 4.
那我们现在回来读一到四节。
And he said to his disciple, temptation to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come.
耶稣又对门徒说绊倒人的事是免不了的但那绊倒人的有祸了
So Jesus is talking about temptation of sin
耶稣是讲到关于对罪的一个诱惑
Now sin can be many types of sins
罪有很多种
Temptation can be many types of temptation
诱惑试探也有很多种
But he's talking about specific type of temptation and specific type of sin
那耶稣在这里说的绊倒其实是对一种罪的诱惑
He said, this is so serious.
他说这个事情很严重哦。
So it's not any sin, not any temptation. He said, this is a very, very, very serious one.
他说我在这里说的不是所有的罪也不是所有的试探诱惑我说的是这个就专门这一点来说。
In fact, he described it that way, this way.
他是这样来描述的。
It would be better, verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2. It would be better for him if a millstonewere hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea then he who should cause one of these little ones to sin
第二节说人若把这小子中的一个绊倒的还不如把磨石拴在他们的颈项上丢在海里
He says Jesus saying this is a temptation and this is a sin that you should not encourage the younger peopleTo fall into.
耶稣是在说，这是一种很专门我在指的这一种罪，是不想让年轻人所掉入的。
Because if you do,
如果掉入的话
，He said you may as well tie a millstone. Millstone is a very heavy stone.
那他说，如果掉入的话，你还不如把磨石拴在颈项上，磨石特别的重。
What did he say?
他说什么
？You may as well.Carry a millstone and throw yourself in the sea and 死掉去。
他说：“你还不如把磨石拴在颈项上，跳进海里死吧。”
In other words, the Hong Kong people will understand this better.
所以呀，如果要用广东话说的话，你们就会很容易明白。
你唔好搞到人哋犯罪。
他说：“你不要搞到别人犯罪哦。”
如果系咧，
如果要犯罪的话，
你死咗去仲好。
那你还不如去死呢。
You see, you feel the impact.
你能够听到这个。严重性吗
And that's what Jesus means.
这是耶稣所说的。
But that's, he's not cursing that person.
那他其实不是在诅咒这个人。
But he's talking about the weight of this sin.
他是在说这个罪的那个重量太大。
And this sin is one that we commit quite easily.
那这个罪就是
often, regularly.
就是人很容易犯的很平常犯的很频率很高的一个。
We don't even think about it.
我们从来都没有想过。
And we do not believe it's a sin.
而且我们甚至都不觉得它有多大的罪过。
But the Bible clearly teaches it's a sin.
但是圣经却明明的说这叫。
It is the only sin that they say if you make that sin, the Father won't forgive you.
这是一个专门的一种罪。当你这样犯罪绊倒的时候，连天父都不会原谅你。
And yet many Christians will go to heaven.
但是很多基督徒都认为要进到天堂。
Carrying that sin with them.
然后仍然带着这样的罪进入天堂。
Amen. What is it?
那这个罪是什么?
Verse 3.
我们看看第三节。
第三节。Pay attention to yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times, in a day and turns to you seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive him.
你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄犯罪，就劝诫他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他。如果他一天七次得罪你，又七次回头，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
So what is this? So what is this?
我说的这个罪是什么？
What is this sin?
这个罪是什么？
His unforgiveness.
是不饶恕。
Amen. It's not because God is against us.
并不是说神在跟我们作对。
It's because God knows this is the mulberry tree.
因为神知道这就是我们里面的桑树。
If you do not get rid of it,
如果你不把桑树连根拔起，
it will kill you.
它会最终伤害到你自己。
It will destroy your life.
会让你整个毁坏。
So God is not saying this in order to punish you.
所以神跟我们说这个话的时候，不是为了惩罚我们才说的。
God is saying it in order to rescue you.
神说这句话的时候是为了让拯救我们而说的。
So that he can make changes in your life.
所以神能够让我们的生命得到改变。
But if we do not get rid of it,
如果我们不能把这个不饶恕的罪拿走的话，
then this will always be the hindrance.
那这个会永远成为我们的一个阻碍。
Amen. It is serious.
很严重的阻碍。
Because Your life is not changing.
因为你的生命就不会改变。
Could it be because?
会不会是因为
there is this sin in your life?
就是这个罪一直在你的里面呢？
And you can say to God, "This is unfair. Unfair is not my fault."
你可能一直跟神说不公平，不公平，这不是我的错。
God knows it's not your fault.
神可能知道不是你的错。
Amen. Even the devil is telling you it's not your fault.
连魔鬼都会跟你讲说一定不是你的错了。
The difference is the devil will tell you, good.
但是不同的是魔鬼是说
hate him.
对，他就不是你的错。
Don't forgive him.
你要恨那个人，千万别饶恕他。
不要做这么笨。
不要这么笨哦，去饶恕人家。
You know, don't forgive.
千万不要做这个傻事哦。
Because you're forever trapped.
所以你就会一直在这个陷阱
中。Your life is forever captured.
你就一直在这个牢笼里面。
You are forever broken.
然后你一直在破碎里面。
You're forever bound.
一直在捆绑里面。
That's the mulberry tree.
这个就是你里面的桑树。
But Jesus tells us.
然后耶稣却说
forgive.
要饶恕。
Even when it's 70 times 7, you still forgive.
哪怕是77次都要饶恕。
Why? Because this is not for your enemy's benefit. It is for your benefit.
为什么？因为这个不是为了让你的敌人得益，是要你自己得益处。
Amen. Because the devil has used somebody to hurt you, to bind you. This is what your enemy is trying to do.
所以啊，魔鬼他就会用你旁边的人来伤害你，来捆绑你。这是魔鬼最爱做的事情啊。
The moment you turn the other cheek,
当你决定把另外一边脸都给他打。
The moment you forgive,
当你决定要饶恕时，
you are free.
你就自由了。
Even though that person doesn't even know.
可能连对方都不知道
or no,
也许也知道。
Here they talk about the person knows.
他们在这里说的例子是指
but
对方知道。
Even when the person doesn't know,
那很多时候对方也不知道。
You forgive.
你的饶恕。
Because like I said to you 2 weeks ago, you're handing your enemy over to God.
就是我上周所讲的内容，你把敌人交给神。
And what you're doing, you're setting yourself free.
那你所能做到的就是让自己得自由。
Amen. Because if you don't,
如果你不这样做，
no matter how many hours you, how many days you fast,
不管你是怎么样个进食也好，
no matter what you do,
不管你怎么的做属灵的事情都好，
God knows,
神都知道，
He will not be able to get to you,
他永远都走不进你的心里，
He will not be able to minister to you,
他没有办法来在你的里面动工，
He will not be able to change anything in you,
他也没有办法改变你里面的任何东西，
unless you let go.
除非你自己先放手。
If your hand is holding on,
如果你的手紧紧抓住这件事情，
it can never hold on to God.
那你就永远抓不了神的。
Amen. You have to let go.
你必须先放手。
That's why in Matthew chapter 6,
马太福音第六章，
what does it say?
我们看看说什么。
Verse 14,
第十四节。
For if you forgive others of their trespasses, and your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们若饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们。
But if you do not forgive others of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
你们若不饶恕人，你们的天父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
Now let me interpret this correctly for you.
那我来换个方法来跟你解释。
Jesus has already died on the cross.
耶稣已经在十架上为
你而死。 Your sins have been forgiven.
你的罪已经得饶恕。
God has forgiven us all of our sins.
神已经饶恕了我们的罪。
And we will go to heaven because of that.
我们就因为这样，我们可以去到神
的面前。 This is not what God is talking about.
这不是神在跟你说。
Even when we have been saved, we still sin.
就算我们自认为自己是得救了，但是并不代表我们不犯罪。
We still need forgiveness.
我们仍然在每一次的犯罪中间需要神的
饶恕。Even though Jesus has forgiven us of all our sins.
就算耶稣说了，我确确实实是饶恕你的罪
了。His blood has already cleansed us of our sins.
耶稣的宝血已经把你的罪洗净。
Amen. That doesn't mean we won't sin.
但不代表你就不犯罪了呀。
It means we still sin.
我们仍然会犯罪的。
And the only reason why the Father can forgive you.
那神能够饶恕你。
It's because Jesus has died for you.
是因为耶稣基督的死。
Amen. What God is saying.
所以神同样在说。
When you come before me.
当你来到我面前。
When you carry sin.
当你带着这个不饶恕的罪来时。
You need to get forgiveness.
你需要先饶恕。
And I will forgive you.
然后我再饶恕你。
Because God can look at His Son on the cross.
因为神的饶恕很容易啊，他可以看到为你死的耶稣，他就饶恕了。
But if you do not forgive,
但是你自己要是死活不饶恕的
话，Even though you are going to heaven,
那就算你说你去天
堂，Even though your sins are washed in the blood of Jesus,
就算你说我的罪在神的宝血中洗净了
，But you, God will resist you.
但是神仍然会阻挡这样的人。
God will not hear you.
神会听不到你的祷告。
It will get in your way. This is why your Christian life will not progress.
所以你的基督徒的生命就不会成长和长大。
Because of this one thing.
因为这样的阻碍在你们当中。
That's why the devil, one of his favorite weapons against you and me is to hurt you between you and the Father.
所以魔鬼最大的一个伎俩就是让伤害你和父神之间
的关系。That's why every single one of us, without exception,
所以我们每个人当中无一例外
We all struggle with unforgiveness.
我们都会有多多少少的各种不饶恕
Amen? Because the devil is working overtime to make you angry, to make you want to kill, want to hate.
因为魔鬼最大的伎俩就是想激怒你，让你生气，让你想杀害
It is so common that it is normal.
感觉好像很平常的事情
Amen?Because the devil wants to bind you.
因为魔鬼就是通过这个方式来捆
绑到你。He wants God to resist you.
他就想让神来阻碍你。
And that's why God said, if you come to me in humility,
所以神说，如果你能谦卑来到我面前，
God will draw you.
神说，我会让你跟我亲近。
God will not resist you.
我就不会阻让你成为阻碍。
But if you come to God,
但是如果我们到神
面前 with unforgiveness,
带着这种不饶恕的
心 It's the same as somebody come with pride.
就像同样的，就像神阻碍那些骄傲的人一样。
Amen. You come, God will resist you.
神就会阻碍。
Not because He wants to.
不是神想拦阻。
Because He has to.
因为他的本性不得不拦阻。
Amen. So Jesus is saying.
所以耶稣是在说。
Here he said, if you forgive others, your heavenly Father will forgive you.
所以耶稣说，如果你若饶恕人的过犯，你的天父也必饶恕你们。
If you don't forgive,
如果你不饶恕，
he can't forgive you either.
那你们的天父也不能饶恕你们的过犯了。
Even though you are a Christian,
就算你是基督徒。
Even though you're going to heaven,
就算你觉得你要上天堂。
Even though legally your sins are washed in the blood of Jesus,
就算你觉得在位置上面我不是罪人了，神的宝血洁净了。
God has no choice.
神仍然无选择。
Because unforgiveness is standing between you and Him.
因为这个不饶恕的这个敌人就站在你和神之间。
Amen. And so this is what.Jesus is talking about.
所以这才是耶稣所要表达的。
Right? And so we go back to chapter 17, verse 5 and 6 now. Next slide.
那我们现在又回到路加福音的十七章。
Okay.
六到五到六
节。Let's look at the mulberry tree again.
我们再回到看看这个桑树。
So Jesus is now talking about what? Unforgiveness.
耶稣现在所讲的桑树是不是就是这个不饶恕？
Okay. So the mulberry tree is key to understanding what Jesus is saying.
所以啊，很重要，我们对桑树的理解是正确的哦。
How can we forgive?
那我们怎么饶恕？
Amen. How can we forgive?
怎么饶恕呢？
It is very easy to forgive when someone says, I'm sorry.
当然，如果有人好心来跟你道歉，你肯定觉得容易饶恕一点呢、啊。
What happens if somebody doesn't even want to you to forgive them？
那如果那个对方是根本就不屑你的各种饶恕，
said,
这样的态度你还能吗
？Or said something that you don't even know？
或者他可能讲了一些你自己都不知道的话。
How can we forgive someone that we really hate？
你怎么样去饶恕你真的很难饶恕的、很恨的一件事情呢
？Amen。If that person show up today, what will you do?
如果那个人现在就站在你的面前，你准备要干嘛呢
？I know what I would do.
我知道我要干嘛的。
Amen. I would get 5 horses.
我会要拿五匹马。
And tie each limb.
然后把那个人的每个肢体和包括头都。
I would do what the empress used to do.
然后就要五马分尸。
And sometimes you feel yes.
然后那时候会觉得哇，要把这个人五马分尸就好解恨呢、啊，
oh, yes.
好爽啊。
Sometimes you fantasize yes.
有的人心里头就是想象的这一幕，觉得好爽，好解恨。
And so the apostles had the same problem as us.
那这些使徒们也有同样的问题。
They have a lot of people that they need to forgive.
他们也有心中有好多需要饶恕的人。
So they said, "But Lord." How do you do it?
然后他们就问了主啊，你要怎么做呢？
He says, if you have faith,
耶稣就说，如果你有信心，
you see, the mulberry tree is a common tree.
这个桑树是一个普通的树。
It has deep roots.
根扎得很深。
And so Jesus is comparing unforgiveness, bitterness.As the same as the mulberry tree.
所以耶稣是在比喻，把我们的苦毒也好，不饶恕也好，比喻成桑树。
It easily grows in your heart.
在你里面很容易生存和长的。
And it grows all over the place.
在你里面到处都长的。
And its roots is deep.
然后它的根很有本事，扎得可深了。
How many of you agree with me? Unforgiveness is deep.
你们是不是同意这一点？就是一旦不饶恕，可以走得很深的。
The roots are deep.
可以那个。根可以扎得很深的
and it easily come into your heart.
然后它很容易一下就进到你心里
来 and it easily grow in your heart.
然后一不小心它就开始在里面长了
one word.
一句话而已
one word for someone.
有的时候就是别人一句话
sows a seed.
马上就把这个种子给你种进来了
and then you got a mulberry tree.
然后就开始长成了桑树
if you can only see, we can only see our hearts. We probably got a forest.
如果你要现在能放大镜看到你里面的话，你会发现你里头都是森林了。
Are you like me? My heart is like a forest of mulberry tree.
你看到我里面是桑树版的森林。
Amen. 树林。
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 森林。
树林。
森林。
不是树林啊，树林。
不是树林，是森林。
Amen.You're full of mulberry tree.
里面长的全是桑树。
It comes every year.
每年都长一棵。
This next tomorrow when you go to work, another mulberry tree.
明天去上班，别人又种一棵。
And then you go home, another mulberry tree.
你回到家又来一个人再给你种一棵。
Every day there are mulberry trees growing in your heart.
每天就在你的里面不停地种桑树，然后又长一棵桑树。
And with the mulberry tree, because of its quality of its abundance of its wood, and it's not easily rotten, it is a very common source of wood.
因为桑树的质量，那个木头的质量很好，所以它变得非常的普遍，加上又不朽坏，所以就成了一个普遍的事情。
And so they use it for making coffins.
所以很多人用这个桑树的木头去做棺材。
So we all have plenty of mulberry tree to make plenty of coffins.
所以我们里面的树长的那个数量都足够我们做很多棺材了。
You are not short of.We are not short of wood to make coffins.
那我们里面真的是不插木头做棺材，可以做好多。
死啦！死啦！
死啦！死啦！一次一次死。
Amen. So what Jesus is saying.
所以耶稣在说。
When a mulberry tree will grow in you easily.
当桑树在你里面很容易就这么长大的时候。
it will grow a very deep root.
它就会把那个根越扎越深。
And it will eventually kill you.
最后会到达能够杀害你的地步。
Your life is in a coffin.
你的生命就已经在棺材里了。
How many people's lives are in a coffin?
你们中间有多少人其实是在棺材里的生活？
The only thing that you can remember is so and so did this to me 20 years ago.
你能够想起来的事就是谁谁谁20年前对我做过这样的事情，说过这样的话。
So you have not been sleeping in your bed, you have been sleeping in your coffin for the last 20 years.
你去就过去的那20年，你睡的都不是你的床，你睡在你的棺材里。
Because why? Every night when you sleep, you're thinking about what so and so did.
因为每天晚上你睡觉的时候，你就在想某某人又对我做了什么，说了什么。
So your bed is basically your coffin.
所以你的床就是你的棺材。
Amen.So we need to get out.
所以我们要从棺材里出来。
And so Jesus is basically saying,
所以耶稣在说
，the mulberry tree that is in your heart,
你里面的桑树
is going to kill you,
会杀害你的
is going to kill your life,
会让你的生命终止
and it's going to be very difficult to remove.
而且那个根越扎的深，越难的拔起的
We all believe that, right?
你们都知道
We all agree.
我们是不是同意这样
Unforgiveness is so difficult.To remove.
这种不饶恕是最难连根拔起的。
It's more difficult than your tooth.
比拔牙齿的那个力度难多了。
It's more painful than your tooth.
比拔牙齿痛苦多
了。It is one of those things that we find so difficult to obey God.
这个就是我们一直说的想行善又行不出来的那件事情。
So what's the solution?
那解决方案是什么?
You see, how do you get rid of?Unforgiveness.
那你怎么能够拔掉这个不饶恕?
The apostles gave us the answer.
使徒们给了我们答案。
Increase our faith.
他说要我们主啊加增我们的信心。
Jesus is saying,
耶稣对他说,
To remove unforgiveness is done by faith.
如果你需要拿走你的不饶恕，靠的是信心。
And I'm a witness.
然后我是一个见证人。
In all the forgiveness that I had to do is all done by faith.
我自己里面的不饶恕都是通过信心拔出来的。
If I want to forgive somebody,
如果我想要饶恕一个人
doesn't matter how hurt I am.
不管我自己真的觉得很大的伤害
doesn't matter how unwilling I am.
不管我心里多么的不愿意
but number one,
但是第一件
I have to obey.
我需要顺从
what the Bible say.
顺从主所说的话。
So I say to the Lord,
所以我对主说
Lord,
主啊
I choose to forgive.
我选择去饶恕他。
Because of your word say so.
因为你的话如此说。
And I always follow up by something else.
然后我总是要讲别的。
But I can't, Lord.
然后主啊我不行啊做不到啊。
Please.Give me the faith.
主啊你加添我的信心。
Help me, Lord.
帮助啊主。
Amen. Help me, Lord.
帮助我主。
And I tell you, it will take months, maybe years, that God will take you through a process to slowly remove that tree.
这个拔根的过程有的时候是几星期有的时候几个月神要一点一点的给你拔起来。
And I tell you, it works.
但是这个很管用。
It works.
真管用。
Amen. I heard a testimony about another pastor who God took him through the process of forgiveness. When I heard what the Lord taught him, I thought, wow, the Lord taught him the exactly same thing as he taught me.
我有一次也听到一个讲者，他讲到了神是怎么样帮助他处理里面的不饶恕的。他把他的所有的细节一分享出来，我一听，哇，跟我自己的经历完全吻合呀。
It begins with a decision.
都是从一个决定先开始的。
I forgive.
主啊，我饶恕。
I choose to forgive.
我选择这个饶恕。
Because this is what the Father wants. This is what the Bible teaches me.
因为这是父神想要的，这是圣经所要
的。Even though it doesn't make sense.
就算我自己都不理解。
Amen. Because I can't.
因为我自己做不到。
But you can make a decision.
但是你可以做决定。
Even though you 100% want to kill.
就算你的心里面都恨不得解个气，但是你可以做决定。
No matter how angry,
不管你有多么的生气和愤怒。
The first thing you do, I forgive.
你第一件事要马上做的就是我饶恕。
Because if you don't, God can't do anything.
如果你要这个决定都不做，那神什么都做不了。
I remember a few months ago when a brother rang me that he's in trouble.
有一次我记得有一个弟兄给我打电话他麻烦来了
I said did you forgive
然后我就马上问他你有没有饶恕
I said quickly pray forgiveness
我说赶快赶快现在就要祷告饶恕
Because if you do by the time the police comes You'll be okay.
我就说，如果你现在赶快祷告饶恕，等会警察到你家来的时候，
Because if you don't,
你会好的。
God can't do anything.
如果你现在都不赶快跟神说这个话的话，等会神也做不了什么。
It's ending the miracle.
你要等这个神迹吧。
So pray.
所以祷告。
And the miracle came.
然后果然神迹发生。
Amen. If you forgive,
如果你饶恕。
God can go into action.
神可以马上动
工。God doesn't want you, God doesn't need you to feel like you're forgiven, that you truly forgiven, He just needs a decision.
神没有说让你真的觉得心里完全没有苦毒，没有感受了，只要你决定了就好。
And let Him do the difficult bit.
你只要做选择，神来做剩下的事情。
When you decide to forgive,
当你就是决定我要饶
恕 He will begin a process.
神就做后面的一个过程。
That weeks, months, maybe even years later, you can do it.
可能要多少星期、多少月、多少年，剩下的时间留给神。
So I heard this pastor.
所以我知道这个讲者，这个牧师。
He said he grew up in a very abused family.
他呢，在一个非常虐待他的家庭长大。
And then when he finally grew up, went to put himself through college.He was so, it was such a difficult life for him.
当他长大以后进入了大学他一直过着很痛苦的生活。
Then he became a Christian.
然后他呢就成为了基督徒。
Then he went into business with a brother in church.
然后他就跟教会的另外一个弟兄呢开始了一个
生意。And then the business quickly grew into a multi-million dollar business.
然后这个生意越做越好变得非常有钱。
And then one day the Christian brother took all the money, took everything, let him carry all the debt and disappeared, changed his address, everything.
忽然有一天，这个基督徒的弟兄就把所有的钱都卷走，卷铺盖走人了。
So all these years of hard work to get himself out of, to try and forget his abuse at home, all came to nothing because of a brother in church, a Christian.
所以这个牧师他就说自从这个事情发生以后他以前所想摆脱的那种幼时原生家庭带来的痛苦全都一翻而出了。
And then left him hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt.
让他自己沮丧到他就是很多债务要还。
And then several years later,
很多年后
while he's still paying off his debt,
当他还在努力还债的生命当中
driving an old truck,
在开这个很老的卡车
he saw at the distance, a beautiful car that he always wanted.
他就突然看到了对面开了一个他一直想要的一部车。
And as the car pulled up,
然后当这个车停下来
that was his business partner.
他看到的就是那个卷走他钱的弟兄。
Immediately he did a U-turn.
他当时马上就180度大转弯。
There's no Christ in him at all.
他那个时候根本想到的都不是主。
He's thinking.
他在想
Kill.
杀掉他。
Kill.
杀死他。
He said all he needs
他当时所需要的
is for him to stop at the traffic jam and he's going to bang.
他当时甚至都想他只要从那个马路上出来我就直接杀开车杀过去。
In order to get him out of the car and kill him.
只要让他能从卡里车里出来他就可以压过去。
But as he was driving towards the car,
当他当时准备加马力就要开到那人那里去
the presence of Jesus appeared in his car.
神的同在突然充满了他的车
He began to cry.
他就突然开始哭泣
But his heart still hated.
但他的心里面还是恨得要
命 He said, Lord, this is not the time.
他就说主啊现在不是时候
Please, don't interfere.
你现在别干涉现在不是你干涉的时候
But the presence of God became so strong.
但是神的同在突然非常强大
That he had to stop.
让他不得不停下他的车
Turn around.
然后他往右拐
And he was so angry with God.
他当时变得对神特别的生气
And for the next 18 months.
后来的接下来的18个月当中
God took him through a process.
神就把他带领出了一个很长的过程
So that he can truly forgive.
然后他才会一步步的走
出了饶恕。How do you know that you truly forgiven?
你怎么知道你真的饶恕了一个人呢
At the end of the process.
当你从这个过程出来时
Whenever he thought about this brother.
当你去想到这位弟兄
He always prayed, God, I bless him.
你会能够说出来主啊我祝福他。
This is what you mean by you bless your enemy.
这个就是神说你活出来你要祝福你的敌人。
So he says,It was after that his life began to change.
所以他说就是那十八个月以后他的生命开始改变。
And that's how he became restored.
他开始真的完全得到恢复。
Amen. He said, he thanked Jesus for showing up when he was driving.
所以他很感谢耶稣就当他准备开车杀出去的时候神的同在大大降临。
The future that the devil had for him was jail, murder.
如果他当时不停的话，他前面的等待着他就是监狱。
For us, divorce.
然后是监狱，是离婚。
Destruction in your family.
是整个家庭的毁坏。
That's what the devil wants to do.
这就是魔鬼的伎俩。
He said, "Is there pleasure in killing him?" Yes.
所以你说要把那个人杀了解气吗？那当然。
But at what price?
但是你要想想什么样的代价。
Just to get your revenge.
就是为了让你报复的心得满足。
What happens after that?
那你报复完了以后呢？
Your children, your wife.
你的孩子，你的妻子呢？
See, brothers and sisters, that's why thou shalt not murder.
这是为什么耶稣说你们不可杀害。
It is such an important thing to obey.
这是一个很重要的诫命，是需要来。
This is why Jesus taught a lot about this.
这是为什么耶稣有很多的教导都在
这个上面。Because if we do not forgive, it will destroy you.
如果我们不饶恕的话，
就会被毁坏。Because that is the intention of the enemy.
因为这就是敌人的伎俩和攻击。
But for God to rescue you,
但是要神来拯救你的话，
you need the Father's help.
你需要父神的帮助。
And the only way the Father can help you,
那父神唯一可帮助的方法，
is when you say, Father,
就是你对他说，父
啊， I have decided.
我决定了。
Even though I am totally against this.
就算我一百个不愿意。
And I don't want to.
我一点都不想，可是我
决定。And that, I'm telling you, this is how I pray.
这就是我这样的祷告。
Father, I don't want this.
我一点都不想这样祷告。
It's unfair.
太不公平了。
I don't know why.
我都不知道为什么
要这样。And I moan and moan and moan.
然后我就一直抱怨，抱怨，抱怨。
But I choose.
但是我选择。
To.
选择。
Forgive.
饶恕。
I whisper.
然后我非常小声地说，饶恕。
You know, in my experience, even that is enough.
其实在我的经历当中，就这样的一种不顺服的祷告都足够了。
Over and over again, I watched the Holy Spirit transform this stubborn, angry, unforgiving heart.
一次又一次的，我见证到了圣灵是怎么在这么刚强的心里、刚硬的心里面让它柔软下来。
One by one.
一个接一个的处理。
One mulberry tree, another mulberry tree, after another mulberry tree.
一个桑树一个桑树的拔掉。
Comes off.
然后一个一个的走掉。
Amen. So how does it go?
是所以怎么拔掉的？
By faith.
靠的是信心。
So what does a mulberry tree, what does a mustard seed faith look like?
所以一个芥菜种的信心是什么样子的？
So what does a mustard seed size faith look like in practice?
那么小的一个芥菜种子的信心到底是怎么样的？是现实
生活中。Do you want to know?
你们想知道吗？
This is what it looks like.
这个就是答案。
Father,
父啊，
even though I don't want to,
不管我有多么的不愿意，
and I moan, 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 moan,
然后你就可以一直抱怨，抱怨，再抱怨。
And then I say,But I made the decision.
但是主啊，我要决定
to forgive.
来饶恕。
That's the mustard seed.
这个就是你的芥菜种。
It's tiny.
很小很小的芥菜种。
Does it look tiny?
是不是觉得很小？
It's a tiny faith, right?
一点点的信心。
Moan, 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 complain, complain, complain.
你可以一直抱怨抱怨，苦读苦读的这样。
No, Lord, I hate this, Lord.
你可以发泄说，我
就不要，就不要。But in the
end,
the mustard seed faith is.
但最后，你的芥菜种的信心会说。
But I decided.
但是主啊，我决定了。
Reluctantly.
我满心不愿意的决定了。
To forgive.
来饶恕。
That's what mustard seed.Look like.
这就是你的芥菜种的真实模样。
He said, Jesus said, that's enough.
耶稣说，这个够了。
Because with God,
因为在神来说，
He's the rest of the faith.
剩下的都是神，他才是那个真正的信心。
To pull the mulberry tree out of your heart is His strength.
拔桑树的这个本领是神的本领，而不是你的。
The mustard seed only gives Him permission.
这个你所需要的芥菜种就是给神一个允许来做这个工作。
That's why with God's strength.
所以神的力量才大。
Even the most difficult mulberry tree,
就不管是多大的多害人的桑树，
with its deepest roots,
不管它的根扎的有多深，
it will be plucked out.
神都会给它连根拔起。
In another gospel,
在另外一本福音书里，
even the mountain that's impossible,
说连那个不可挪动的山，
the mustard seed faith can still move the mountain.
一个小小的芥菜种的信心就可以让山都挪动。
Because it is God's hand,
因为在神的手里，
not our hand,
不是在我们手里。
So when the apostle said, Lord, increase our faith,
所以当使徒对主说，请加增我们的信心。
Faith in what?
什么信心啊？
Faith in forgiveness.
饶恕的信心。
Help me, Lord, give me faith to forgive.
主啊，你给我信心，帮助我来饶恕。
They're not asking for faith for miracles.
他们都问的不是那要行神迹
的信心。They're not asking faith to raise the dead.
他没有要死人从死人死里复活
的信心。This is not a Pentecostal verse.
这个不是一个给灵恩派教会乱解的经文。
This is not a Benny Hinn verse.
这个也不是 Benny Hinn 的经文哦。
This is a verse for all of us.
这个是对你我都管用的经文。
Lord, increase my faith.
主啊，加增我的信心。
So that I can forgive.
让我能饶恕。
But God is not asking for a big faith. God is only asking for a tiny bit of faith.
神要的都不是好大的信心，只是要一个小的像芥菜种一样的信心。
And what does a tiny bit of faith look like?
那这么小粒的一个信心长得什么样？
Sound like?
听得像怎么样？
Lord, I have decided to forgive.
我决定了要饶恕。
And let him do the rest.
然后让神做剩下的工作。
Amen. So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
I ask you to really look at, don't ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit.
不要来忽略圣灵在你
的生命。Don't ignore the dream that keep coming over and over again.
不要去忽略你一直在反复做的一个梦。
God is pointing.
神一直在给你指一个方向。
He's not judging you.
他没有在审判你。
He's not being angry with you.
他没有对你生气。
He's saying, Son, remove that.
他只是一直在跟你说，儿子呀，把这个树拔出来。
Give me the mustard seed.
把你就给个芥菜种就好，我帮你拔。
And I've learned over the years just to say, Lord, I forgive.
所以我所学的功课就是这么多年一直在说，主啊，我选择饶恕。
Trust the Holy Spirit to do the rest.
然后剩下的就交给圣灵亲自来做。
Amen. Amen. In that process.
在这个过程当中。
The Holy Spirit will give you the strength.
圣灵会给你加添力量。
To do things that you thought it was impossible.
让你做到你曾经想都不敢想可以做出的事情。
Sometimes He will lead you into certain situations.
很多时候他会把你带着一种特别的光景当中。
Where you have to confront the person who caused that bitterness.
让你会亲自去面对那个当事人。
But guess what?
但是你猜猜
怎么着？ Praise the Lord. A lot of the times.
很多时候我发现。
You don't need to.
你根本都不需要去面对当事人。
When you say, Lord.I make a decision to forgive.
你只需要跟神说，主啊，我决定要饶恕。
And slowly, slowly.
然后慢慢的，慢慢的。
18 months, 2 years down the line.
18个月以后，或者是几年以后，突然。
Whenever you think of the person,
当你在想起这个人
，it doesn't hurt.
觉得哎，怎么不痛了
？It is like a rotten fruit just dropped down.
就像是一个完全朽坏的果子从树上掉下来了。
Dropped.
然后就掉到地上了。
And then you go, wonder what happened.
然后你说，哎，发生了什么
？What happened to my bitterness?
我的苦毒去哪里了
？Where is it?
刚才去哪里了
？Gone.
就已经这么走了。
You don't even know when did it go.
你甚至他走的那个具体时间都没意识到。
The Holy Spirit has done His job.
因为圣灵已经在你里面做了这份工作。
And when that happens,
所以当那件事情发生时
say, ，Lord,
你说主啊
，I bless this person.
我祝福这个人。
Amen. And then that is saying to the devil.
所以也相当于就是你对魔鬼做了一个脸打脸了。
Amen. That is telling the devil you lost.
所以你跟魔鬼打脸说你输了。
And I'm alive.
我活着的。
Devil, here is your mulberry tree.
所以魔鬼啊，麻烦你把这个桑树拿走。
See, the devil has got the biggest mulberry tree ever.
你知道魔鬼里他的那个桑树最多。
He's so bitter against God.
他对神的苦毒是最大的。
And that's why he's sleeping in a coffin.
所以他一直是睡在棺材里的。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
That we want changes in our lives.
我们要盼望在我们生命中看到变化。
We do not want unforgiveness to get in the way.
我们不想要不饶恕成为我们的阻拦。
Lord, no matter how unfair it is in life.
不管我们自己觉得有多么的不公平。
We choose to forgive.
我们选择饶恕。
This is not weakness. This is strength.
主啊，这不是软弱，这是力量。
That I'm able to forgive because God gives me the faith.
我能够饶恕，是因为主你给我的信心。
That God gives me the strength.
主啊，你给我的力量。
This is power.
这是我的能力。
This is power for change.
这是你的能力，改变
Lord,
事情的能
力。Lord, we know this is power for change.
主啊，这是你改变事情的能力。
This is not weakness.
这个不是软弱。
So I thank you for every person here.
主啊，我为今天的每个人感谢。
That every single enemy of ours.
不管我们生命中有多少的敌人。
We'll be able to forgive.
我们都能够饶恕。
Because we love ourselves.
因为我们爱自己。
We want because God loves us.
因为主你爱我们。
And thank you for setting us free.
主啊，谢谢你让我们得自由。
So Father, I just pray that you set our hearts free.
父神啊，我们祷告你让我们的心得自由。
To let our enemies go.
让我们的敌人离开。
To forgive.
来饶恕。
Hallelujah, because you will bring justice.
因为主啊，你会带来公平。
I commit my enemies into your hands.
主啊，我把我的敌人放在你的手中。
What you do to them.
让我看看你要做什么。
It's none of my business.
跟我无关了。
But I forgive.
主啊，我饶恕。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Brothers and sisters, if there's anyone here today,
弟兄姊妹们，如果你们当中有人，
God is speaking to you.
神在对你说话。
Why don't you make that decision?
你要不要现在就来做这个决定？
Say, Lord,
说主啊，
Today I decided.
今天我决定
to forgive this person.
来饶恕这个人。
If it's more than one, just name them in your heart.
如果不止一个，你就把他们的名字都说出来。
Make that decision.
把现在就做这个决定。
Lord, set me free.
主啊，让我在这里得自由。
You pray, Lord Jesus.
你说主耶稣。
I have chosen to this. I have decided today.
我今天决定了。
To forgive.
要来饶恕。
And then you name the names.
然后把名字接着说出来。
And then you say, Lord.
然后你说主啊。
Help me to forgive.
帮助我来饶恕。
Set me free.
让我自由。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you need help, just keep praying.
如果你需要帮助，继续祷告。
Father.
说父啊。
I have decided.
我决定了。
To forgive.
来饶恕。
And then you name the names.
然后把名字放出来。
Have you named the names?
把名字写出来。
Then finish your prayer by saying, Lord.Help me to forgive.
然后剩下的就对神说：“主啊，你来帮我。”
And set me free.
让我得自由。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I want changes in my life.
主啊，我想生活得到改变。
I want to move on in my life.
主啊，我想继续往前行。
I want doors to open in my life.
主啊，我想各样的门向我打开。
I want to be happy in my life.
主啊，我想有喜乐。
I want to be content.
主啊，我想得满足。
I want peace.
主啊，我想有平安。
Set me free, Lord.
主啊，让我得自由吧。
Set me free, Lord.
主啊，得自由。
Set me free, Lord.
让我得自由。
If that's you, pray that prayer.
你就一直这样子祷告。
Pray that prayer.
就这样祷告。
Father, help me to. I decided to forgive.
主啊，我决定了要饶恕。
Then name the names.
放下他的名字。
Help me to forgive.
然后说，主啊，你来帮助我来饶恕他。
Father, set me free.
主啊，你让我来得自由。
I want to live.
我想活。
I want changes.
我想改变。
I want doors to open.
我想要各样门打开。
Brothers and sisters, God brought you here today.
弟兄姊妹们，神今天把你带到我们当中。
Because He has a future for you.
因为他为你准备了一个未来。
A future that is good and not bleak.
在你这个未来是一个好的未来。
The Father is good.
神是好的，良善的。
He is holy.
他是愿意的。
He's on your side.
他一直是在你这边的。
He wants to bless you.
他想来祝福你。
So those people online,
所以那些弟兄，
you do the same thing.
你们也要做同样的事情。
God is speaking to you.
神今天在对你说话。
Be free today.
让你今天得释放。
Be free today.
得自由。
Don't let the devil bind you.
不要让魔鬼来捆绑到你。
Don't let your enemy bind you.
不要让敌人捆绑到你。
Be free.
要今天得自由。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣。
Hallelujah.
献上生命，最最爱耶稣，完全降服，完全降服，因你恩典使我得以释放你，你的圣家。没有怀疑，
我们献上生命，
献上生命给最爱的耶稣，完全臣服，完全降服，因你恩典使我得以。 下没有怀疑，我的生命献给你，背起十字架跟随你，愿你的荣耀彰显在我生命，我的心
隻手指呢有一條刺，好像那些你做呢做家庭令的時候呢，一個不覺意斬到下去，嘩好痛，那隻手指好痛，成日都好痛。
已經有一個人你的手指裡面扎了一根刺，然後是在做公園的花園的時候插到的，然後很疼。
我相信呢，你想起那個傷害你的人呢，就是好像這支刺一樣插著你的手指。
所以你要，我觉得是你，当你一旦想到那个伤害你的人， 就像这个刺扎到你的手指一样。
除非你一次过将那些刺整出来，永远都会伤害着你。
除非你不把那根刺拔出来呢，你就一直会觉得痛的。
我相信主耶稣要我们今天将那张刺拿走，永远拿走。
所以我知道主耶稣今天想把你的那根刺彻底拿走，
以致你用你的手去侍奉神的时候不会再伤害到你。
所以当你再用你的手来侍奉主的时候就不会再疼了。
一次过
一次就好，
不会再伤害你，
然后不会再伤害你了。
今天就将那个刺拿出来，
今天就把这个刺拔出来。
拿出来的时候会很痛，
拿出来的时候会很痛哦，
但之后永远不会再伤害你。
但之后就不会再伤害你，让你痛了。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊，
we thank you for this day.
谢谢你为今天。
We thank you for your goodness.
谢谢你的良善。
We thank you for your mercy.
谢谢你的恩赐。
Jesus is King.
主耶稣你是王。
Nothing is impossible.
没有不可能的事情。
He is in charge.
你在我们当中掌权。
So I want to speak to some people here today.
今天我要对你们当中的一些人说。
Your life is not finished.
你的生命还没有完呢。
Even though it's late.
就算你觉得好像很迟了。
Even though you've aged.
也许你已经老了。
You've lost many years.
你觉得你好像浪费了一生很多的时光。
But Jesus is still King.
但是耶稣仍然是王。
In one day.
在一天。
In one moment,
在一个时刻，
He can retrieve all the lost time.
他可以把你所有所丢掉的时间赎回来。
It is not how you begin your life.
不是关乎你怎么开始你的这一生。
It is how you finish.
而是你怎么最后完成。
Let's finish our lives in glory.
让我们在我们走完这一生是荣耀的。
Fully believing in Jesus.
来完全的把信心是摆在神里的。
Let's honor Him.
让我们来这样荣耀他。
Jesus is King.
主耶稣是王。
He can turn your life around.
他可以让你的生命大转弯。
Just like that.
就一下子而已。
Because nobody can stop him.
没有人可以阻拦他。
Except you.
除了你自己。
So let go.
所以你要放手。
Set yourself free.
你需要得自由。
And let Jesus take over.
让耶稣真的来掌权。
It will take time.
要花时间这样。
But you will begin to see step by step.
但是你一步一步的能够感受到。
How he makes the impossible possible.
神是怎么样将那不可能的事情变为可能。
Father, I pray that our church people.
主啊，我祷告我们教会的人。
Everyone online.
包括网上的弟兄姊妹。
That we choose to live a life be set free.
让我们来选择过一个自由。
Free from hatred.Bitterness.
从愤怒当中，从悔恨恨心当中来得自由，从愤怒中间得自由。
But we receive love and peace.
然后能够得到神的爱。
Joy and contentment.
还有你的喜乐和你的满足。
Father, we believe it can be done.
主啊，我们相信这个必成。
Because Jesus is King.
因为耶稣是王。
So I just pray for every family.
所以我祷告每一个家庭。
Every member.
每一个成员
that we grow in the grace of God,
在我们在神的恩典里这样成长
that we dwell in the shalom,
让我们在神的平安中住下来
we thank you, Lord,
主啊我们谢谢你
we ask that you continue to touch us,
主啊你继续来触摸我们
to bless us,
来祝福我们
and to set us free,
让我们得自由
we thank you, Lord,
主啊我谢谢你
for your goodness,
为了你的好
in Jesus' name,
主啊你的良善奉耶稣基督的名 Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Today, service closed. If you need prayer, come forward.
今天我们的聚会到此结束。如果你需要祷告，可以到前面来。